Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Cedarville Stories podcast. I'm Mark Weinstein. In today's podcast, we have a great storyline that I'm looking forward to sharing with you about Hannah Waller and Sophia Delp, two freshmen at Cedarville University who have very similar backgrounds that make this story warm, caring, and only that could be designed by God. Hannah and Sophia were both born 6 months from each other, both in the Hunan province of China. And today they are freshmen at Cedarville University. Hannah's family resides in Montague, Michigan, and Sophia's family lives in Center Valley, Pennsylvania. What makes this story unique is because when they were adopted in China, they were placed in their parents' arms in the same room on the same day. Bringing the story full circle is that today, not only are they classmates at Cedarville, but they're roommates. We'll talk more about this journey from China to Cedarville throughout the podcast. But for now, let me welcome Hannah and Sophia to this week's Cedarville Stories podcast. Great to have you here today.
Thank you.
So let's begin. So we're nearing the end of the school year. And so your first year as a college student, I'm interested, how did year one go for both of you at Cedarville University?
My first year was very good. It was quite an adjustment at the beginning, just getting acclimated to the academics, the social life, but definitely the professors made it a lot easier by being there for you and they pray for you. It was a very challenging being a biology major beginning out, but there was a lot of people willing to help and tutor. And then as for the social aspect, it's such a great community. Like, everyone comes up to you and is willing to pray for you. Right. They're very welcoming and you can feel like God's presence just in this place.
What about you, Sophia?
I'm so happy I chose Cedarville. It was definitely the right choice. I love all of the friends that I've made along the way and all of like the spiritual relationships that I've been able to grow closer to God with.
Yeah.
And definitely having Hannah here has been amazing too. When we first started coming here, it was easier to acclimate to the new community and environment. And all my classes have been great and my professors have been super encouraging. And I love the scripture integration and the chapel services every day.
We are nearing the end of your first year. So as you think about this first year, can you think of a favorite memory that you can hang on to that really gets you excited for coming back next year?
One of my favorite memories is getting coffee and sitting in the SSC with a friend and just being able to like talk openly about our relationships with God. And the way that I'm able to do that and just God's faithfulness through the opportunities and conversations I've been able to have makes me super excited next year coming back and being able to meet new people like incoming freshmen and being able to like pour into them and get to know them as well.
What about you, Sophia?
I'd say the same thing with relationships and friendships along the way. Definitely in our D group that we're in and my specific major classes, I've been able to really connect with people through God's love.
It can be a daunting experience coming to a new place. How important was it for both of you to have each other?
I'd say it was like a lot easier to adjust to like a new living style and stuff. And Hannah was super nice to room with and she's super clean and organized. So
oh,
that
really?
Was nice.
Did that surprise you?
No, I've known that the whole time.
I would think so.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been nice. And we would get meals together and just meet new people together.
It was just a blessing to be able to have someone that I could relate with, like who knew me here. And like, because there's not many people back home that I know come here. And the way that Sophie and I are connected on such a deep level from the beginning.
Right.
And the idea that we didn't spend much of our lives together versus just visiting each other once a year and then being able to live with each other and see each other grow in our academics, in our spiritual life together has been like really cool.
Did you guys plan to come together?
I planned that I would come here my junior year and then our senior year we visited at a CU Friday together.
Okay.
And Hannah really liked it. So then we decided to room together that summer.
So it was Sophia who led the charge. Was it hard to convince you to come?
I've grew up going to Lake Ann Camp.
Okay, so you've heard of Cedarville.
Yes. So I've been there for like 11 years. And so Cedarville is very promoted there. And so I've heard about it, but I wasn't like, it wasn't one of my top schools that I was trying to visit. And it being like farther away, I didn't make it like a priority. But knowing that Sophie was coming to visit, I was like, oh, so this would be a fun trip to go on together. And I just really fell in love with it.
What does that mean? What did that look like to you that you said, oh, this is where I want to come?
One thing that stood out to me was I was just walking like on my tour, just like by myself. And this girl came up to me and she full on shared her testimony with me. She shared her experience. And I was like, this is crazy compared to like the other universities that were Christian that I visited, like just the way that she was so open to me and she didn't even know me. And just like the way that our one connection of God brought us together.
Hannah, you are majoring in biology. How do you hope to use your education? How do you see the Lord leading you at this point?
I want to definitely go into the medical field. That is one of my passions. With my sisters with physical deformities and disabilities, I've always had a heart for helping children in that department. So I definitely think that I feel the Lord calling me to pediatrics to use my experiences to spread light and just be compassionate towards those people and help them with the gifts that I've been given.
What does it take for you to become whatever you're going to become in pediatrics?
4 years of undergrad, then about 4 years of grad school, and then there's about 6 years of residency, and then whatever fellowship I want to get or however the Lord works that out in job opportunities, then there's all that. So it's a long haul.
So you want to be a medical doctor, maybe not just a PA, physician assistant.
I have thought about becoming a physician assistant. It's still in the decision making, but I'm still praying about it because I'm a little unsure about it.
You know, I know a good PA program that you could look at.
Cedarville University, right? I have looked into it. There's a lot of requirements for it because it's very competitive because it's really small, but definitely like motivates me to work very hard because I would love to finish my
undergrad. And do you feel like whether you went to the PA route or the MD route, you could still serve the way you think you want to serve, right?
Yes.
How about you?
Business management is a pretty broad major, so I feel like the opportunities for jobs will be a lot easier to get after graduation. And I also just have felt God's calling me in the past few years to work in a business type setting and just work with other people and serve him through that light.
Let's transition into your story that started really at birth. Hannah, your parents, I've learned, also adopted two more children, both with special needs, and they both come from China. You mentioned that your one sister has impacted you to pursue medicine. How did she impact you?
First of all, I think it was such a God moment, the fact that we were able to adopt these girls who were neglected in an area and couldn't be helped the way that they needed to be, in the way that God used my family to adopt them. And then they got the help they needed. And now they went from not being able to walk to now they're in sports. And like one of them likes to run. One of them plays golf. And the way that they're able to do what they love still, the way that God has used them as an inspiration for me and lots of other people. And I was able to go to a lot of doctor's appointments with them because their whole life has been centered around that. I really fell in love with the people who were able to help them and the people that we met through it. Like the amount of people that had similar disabilities, the amount of people that were in a low point in their life, and the way that we could spread God's light through that, and the way that we could like provide that kind of hope for them. Even if medically it wasn't going to get better, we knew that there was a greater thing and a greater plan.
So let's unpack a little bit of what you just said. So what were their limitations that surprised you that they can run and play golf?
For my running sister, she has...
What's her name?
Her name's Elizabeth.
Okay.
And she has 3 fingers on one hand, 2 on the other, and she has short arms.
Okay.
And then she also has a prosthetic leg on her left foot.
Okay.
And she came here, and we were under a program that gave them good prosthetics, but it kind of limited them because they were constantly in pain. It didn't work right to where they could run without getting injured. And then this nonprofit organization stepped in and they got them running blades. And that really changed the game. And she's been running like lots of 5Ks. She's in track, cross country, and she did a relay race because they made her like a special sleeve for her arms. Yeah, and it was just really cool that despite her physical limitations, there were people who were able to step in and they helped her, and God was able to use, like, let her still do what she loved to do and, like, use her gifts. And so that really inspired me, I would say.
So how old is she?
She's 19 years old.
So she's older than you.
7 weeks older than me.
7 weeks older. Does she want to go to college, and is she looking at Cedarville?
She is. Both my sisters are looking at Cedarville, and I believe one of them is going to be coming here.
So you have Elizabeth. What's the other sister's name?
Abby.
Abby. And what grade is she in?
She's a senior as well.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's a busy household. So when I read your story, I learned that you both were the same age when you were in the orphanage in China. Do you recall any of that?
Well, I think I was adopted at 11 months.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay. I always forget. So I don't remember anything, but I do really respect and love my birth mother and father for all of like the sacrifices that they made for me. And yeah, I was in a foster home for a while, for like 2 months.
Right after birth, and you were put in the orphanage? Is that probably what happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was left on a street right by an orphanage so that they could find me. And that was just like such a blessing that they took me in and were able to care for me. And then that I would be able to come here with all the opportunities and everything.
So you mentioned that you're appreciative to your birth parents. Are you in contact with them at all, or is there no connection?
Unfortunately, I don't know who they are, but I do hold them in my heart very dearly.
Yeah.
I was adopted at 9 months old, and I was left in front of like a vegetable market. It was like very close to birth because my umbilical cord was still on. So my birth mom left me there, and she wrote a note with my birthday on it. So we at least knew that and my name. And then I was brought to the orphanage. We actually weren't like in the same orphanage. We were in the same like group of people, but I was from the city orphanage and she was from the county, which were right next to each other.
So when both of you think about your birth parents, what thoughts come to your mind?
I definitely like slightly struggled with it in middle school. Like it never bothered me in like elementary, but in middle school, like it kind of ran through my mind a bit about like the feeling of not being wanted. And I just knew that was like the devil trying to like put lies in my head, but that definitely affected me. And then one day I was like at a retreat and the verse of like being a child of God came into my head.
Yeah.
And that really resonated with me and totally changed my perspective on things because we're all adopted.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have both gone from, I would assume, feeling rejected and not wanted to being a child of God and chosen.
Mm-hmm.
How does that inspire you each day as you see people who maybe are less fortunate than you are right now or people who are doing really well? How does that inspire you to live your lives?
I think it inspires me in the way that I just want to take captive every opportunity God has given me because it was a blessing to be here where I am right now because there's many other children who aren't adopted yet. And so it really gives me heart to want to do mission work and sometime go back there and like visit the orphanages and do like medical stuff over there. But also like the idea that we're all so different and like sometimes that would like affect me in the way that in schools, like I was the only Asian kid and like it was kind of weird, but I didn't recognize it, but other people did.
Yeah.
But then I realized like we're all created with a purpose. And so I'm going to live the way God wants me to for my purpose.
We know as believers that adoption is a reflection of Christ's love toward us. How do you see the importance of adoption as an adopted child, humanly speaking?
One of my dreams is to like be a mother. And so like, I have such a heart for adopting like lots of kids when I'm older, like if God allows that. But I have a heart for those kids so much, especially with my one sister, Elizabeth, who's adopted at a much older age. She had a lot of stories to tell from the orphanage and just the way that they're taken care of and treated. And I just have a heart for those kids and to share like my ministry with them because there's so much hope that I could give them that's beyond the place they're in. So definitely want to adopt in the future.
You guys really have formed a tight bond. You live in Pennsylvania, you live in Michigan. They're not close enough that you can spend every weekend together. How have you been able to foster and maintain a relationship that's really grown to being deep?
So we have 18 sisters and we live all across the United States.
Who has, what, tell me about 18 sisters. What does this mean?
So we all were from like the same orphanage, as we said.
Okay.
And we all have like different families, obviously, because we were all adopted. Yeah, we're all across the U.S. Some are in California, Michigan, Georgia, Indiana, South Dakota, like all over. And we meet every summer for like our Yu Yang reunion. And that's like the name of our group. It's called the Yu Yang Sisters. And we meet every summer for a reunion. And that's just allowed us to grow closer throughout the years and really get to connect. And we already have that like connection from birth. And it's just like instantly when we see each other every summer, it's just like easy. And it's super nice to see everyone.
Typically, where are these events held? What do you guys do when you come together?
Normally, the like one family hosts it, and then we go around where they live. Last year, went to the Outer Banks, North Carolina for a trip, and we did things like we went to the movie theaters. We went to like a show one year.
We like parasailing, and yeah. We've been getting into like hiking and going whitewater rafting, and yeah. We always do an escape room, and we always have like a sleepover one night and then get Chinese food the next day.
You do things dependent on the geographic region where you
yeah.
are.
Yeah. So, but we've also developed like a lot of traditions that we do every summer.
What are some traditions that you've developed?
We definitely do an escape room every summer. And then, like I said, we go to a Chinese like dinner with all the families and just talk and connect there. And then we have like a sleepover with all the girls.
The sleepover, is that at the host parents' house?
We say like hotels or like
a resort.
A resort. And then we rent out like an Airbnb for two nights.
And we also like all get each other gifts every year, and we do like a gift exchange. And it started off, we would get each other like kind of things related to China in a sense, which was like really cool. And the gifts has been like a really special thing because we all like to get creative, and then we have like a special night, like normally when we have our Chinese dinner, and then we share them.
Mm-hmm. And then also we always like take a group photo, and like one like family is in charge of designing a shirt with nice. Like our name on it. So
yeah. Well, I saw the picture, at least a picture of you guys on a beach, just maybe last year, Outer Banks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Do many of your sisters know Jesus, or is that a witnessing opportunity for both of you guys?
I'd say there's definitely a lot of room for witnessing in our group, but some of them do follow Jesus, yeah.
I would say a good portion may have faith, but we all have different theology, I guess, on some things. But I'd say that, yeah, there's definitely some witnessing opportunities there.
Can it make the time together somewhat awkward at times?
I think that definitely as we've gotten older, it's been a little bit more difficult, just especially like last reunion where we were going to college. Sophie and I were the only ones going to a Christian university, and okay. everyone else was going to public universities. And there's been a lot of lifestyle changes that yeah. Sophie and I wouldn't partake in.
Right.
So that definitely puts like a barrier on things that we would be willing to do together, and also just ways that they choose to deal with their adoption, turning to other things.
I encourage you to keep moving forward. Jesus didn't spend his time with the healthy. He spent time with the sick.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a great opportunity for you to really share the love of Jesus as naturally as you can. And Lord willing, it'll open the eyes of those who don't know him at this point. So have your parents participated in any of these reunions outside of in their own area?
Yeah, all the parents go to and hang out and just connect. We are all like super close, and we've created like a really close bond throughout the years. So we all like spend every summer together in July.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely feel like as we've gotten older, with our abilities to like go off by ourselves more, the parents have formed like an even stronger bond, and like they almost enjoy the reunions like sometimes more
than you guys.
Yeah, they like love getting together. Yeah, and that's really cool to see, because honestly, they're the reasons that we are even able to get together, because they kind of started it all. So
are your other two sisters part of the 18?
They're not. All three of us are from different areas in China, but our group is very like inclusive of them. It's kind of like they're part of the group too.
Sure. So what's the age bracket of sisters?
We're all like within the same age. We're all like freshmen in college now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's neat. That makes it more fun. It's obvious you guys are close friends, your sisters, you're deeper than friends. But I know from experiences that I've seen, sometimes when good friends, even family members, decide to room together in college, it doesn't always turn out well. But that doesn't appear to be the case with you guys. You guys seem to have really got along well. You like Hannah's, that she's neat. How is Sophia in that regard?
Sophie definitely has been inspired, and she does take care of a lot of her stuff now.
Hey.
She was always like clean, but sometimes I'm like a little OCD in the way that I'm like.
Yeah. Would you say this year has even deepened your relationship?
Oh, definitely. We live together. So like we're able to experience like college, our first year of college together, which is like kind of a big thing. And like we get to have like late night conversations and really get to know each other deeper than we would in a week of just like having fun with a bunch of girls.
Are you both in D groups?
Mm-hmm. We're in the same one. Yeah.
Do you guys do everything together?
Not everything.
We try not to.
What are some of your favorite things to do together on campus?
We like to study together. We stay motivated. We go to the gym together and go on long walks. And then we like to watch movies and stuff like that.
What kind of movies do you like?
We like rom-coms.
Yeah.
You do too?
Yeah.
What's your favorite movie?
Mine's How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
I also like that movie. I love rom-coms. I like that one. But I also like am really into like action movies or stuff like that. Like, but Sophie doesn't like those type of movies. But I try to like introduce her to like one or two every now and then.
Yeah, we've dabbled in that department.
You guys are remarkable, and I'm glad you joined me on the podcast. So as I said earlier, the school year's about over with, so you're going to be separating. How difficult is it going to be for you to be separated now because you spent a long time together?
Oh, we get to see each other in July.
Yeah.
So you don't get to see each other tomorrow or the next day, what you're used to now.
I think it'll definitely be different, but like, thank goodness we have technology because we just like text, there's FaceTime. It will be really weird, like not having like to go be like, oh, Sophie, you want to go like do this together?
Yeah.
So yeah, it'll be weird.
You guys going to room together again next year?
Yeah. That's the plan.
Well, you guys obviously make great roommates, so. I want to thank you for sharing your story. It's remarkable to see how you have both grown from really being left at the doorstep of a place to being cared for and loved for by families here, and obviously Jesus. And so thank you for sharing that story, and I wish you the best this summer and look forward to seeing you next year on campus. Thanks for joining me this week on the podcast.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for listening to the Cedarville Stories podcast brought to you by Cedarville University. You are encouraged to share, like, and review this podcast on your favorite podcast provider. And be sure to come back next week when we'll hear another Cedarville story for God's glory.